Blog Talk
Hello,
Radio.
Everyone. Hello, everyone. It is April from All for HR and Business Solutions. Welcome to Talk About It Thursday. Happy November. November is Performance Management Month. And so performance management is what we'll be talking about all month. We'll be sharing tips and assessments for evaluating your current performance management program, your appraisal process. We're looking forward to doing that with you this month. Again, happy Talk About It Thursday. For those that are new to the show, be sure to visit our virtual home at www.allforhr.net. You can follow us at All for HR on Twitter and All for HR and Business Solutions. On Facebook and on Tumblr, All for HR and Business Solutions. We are so happy to have you aboard today. Looking forward to a fantastic show. Again, it is Talk About It Thursday, and in November is Performance Management Month. For those that are new to the show, welcome, welcome, welcome. And All for HR and Business Solutions has three divisions. Virtual Human Resource Management, we manage companies from 2 to 39 employees throughout the United States. We also have a call center where customer service professionals can work directly from their home. We are filling those positions, and if you're interested in picking up a part-time position or looking for a work-at-home position, we are offering part-time and full-time positions. And you can actually apply for that position right on the website. Just go to Offer HR and Business or offerhr.net/employmentcentral. You can apply for that position. We are also looking for a part-time marketing intern. That is a in-house position. You can apply for that position as well. Directly online at offerhr.net/jobboard or Employment Central, I'm sorry. We do recruiting, and so we are filling positions around the country. And so if you know of anyone that's looking for a position across the country, they can definitely look on our job board, Offer HR and Business Solutions, /board job. Excuse me. I am yawning. It is cold. I have my coffee here. And so this cool weather is coming on in. Fall is here. Hope everyone is getting geared up for the holiday season. And we at All for HR are getting you ready for 2018. We want to help you get your HR, your handbooks updated if they have not been done so as of yet for the year. If you have an employee engagement program, you want to get one in place if you do not currently. Performance management is our topic all month. And so we are glad to share some tips. Ellie, our HR elephant, is going to share some tips with everyone this month. And we're excited about it. We're excited to get ready for the new year for 2008 again. Human resource can never be more prepared or too prepared. And so we're sharing tips for helping you get your HR up to date. We have some do have some things going on that's taking place. I don't know if you should have had a chance to take a look at November 1st. Yesterday was the 2018 open enrollment for 2018. Be sure to keep that in mind, that that window has been shortened. And so you want to make sure you have looked into those, into the changes for open enrollment and for your health care. Again, that window has shortened. I think everyone is pretty remembers that. So we want to just let you know that. Again, we are Offer HR Business Solutions. We want to invite you to follow us on Offer HR at OfferHR.net. That's, Offer HR at Twitter. We are on Facebook at Offer HR and Business Solutions. Every Thursday, we are on the air with Offer HR and Business Solutions. And this month, we are talking about performance management. And the benefits, the keys to success for a successful performance management program in your workplace. If you do not have one in place, you definitely want to follow us very closely this month, because we're going to share some great information to get you get you started on a successful performance management program. And so the benefit of performance management is actually, it's a shared understanding of how individuals contribute to their organization's growth, their organization's goals. An effective performance management and appraisal process. It focuses on aligning the workforce, building competencies among your employees, improving employee performance and development, and driving better results. It is a way to gauge where your employees are in terms of goals that are set for your organization, for each employee, and so performance management is something that a lot of HR professionals kind of shy away from, but when utilized correctly, it can be one of your best tools. When employees are able to see their achievements and see their growth, it actually it pushes them to work harder. When employees are able to see how their work contributes to an organization's achievements, they're more engaged and they're inspired to work. And an effective performance management plan or process, it helps to cultivate or organization and job-specific competencies for each employee and the organization's need for high performance and success. So the bottom line for performance management, it's an ongoing practice. It's something, it's not a one-time deal. When you implement a performance management program, you want to assess it every year or two and see if there are any changes, if you are yielding the results that you are seeking among your employees. You have to be consistent when in the program. And a performance management program actually ensures that your employees, they get continuous direction, feedback, and development. And these things are needed to improve and succeed professionally and personally. So a successful performance management program is aligned with your organization's goals, and it drives business results. So it's definitely a tool, a performance management tools. Appraisals are definitely tools that will, again, when they're applied correctly and they're used consistently, you know, they promote personal and professional growth among your with your employees. And so in performance management programs actually answers questions like how you can help your employees, how your employees feel that you are doing, what is your job, what is our job, and what is the job of the employee? Does anybody care? And absolutely, how you're doing. It's very discouraging when an employee is working in a position and they feel like they are doing a great job, and then they come to find out maybe in a performance, in an evaluation, a yearly evaluation, they find out that they weren't doing exactly as the job required. And a lot of times, all an employee needs is some steering. That's why we talk about employee engagement, and we talk about when you're onboarding your employee, how you onboard them, make sure they have they are trained correctly, they are trained thoroughly, and then after they are put in that position, they start that position, then you get back to them, you reevaluate them or get feedback from them in, say, 60 days or 90 days to get feedback on how the employee is doing in that new position. So those things are very important. And so, you know, a lot of times employees don't know exactly what is expected of them in a position. And that's why, again, we speak in depth about in training your employees and getting feedback from them, you know, finding out, you know, if they have everything they need, if they are doing the job correctly, and if they perhaps need further training. A fundamental step in performance management is communicating a job's expectations. Because absent those clear expectations, employees, they do not have the required tools to perform their job functions. You can't just put them in there and expect them to actually know exactly what is to be done. They may have an idea, and they may have worked in that same position, say, as a product engineer at another company. But one thing that at Offer HR and Business Solutions we practice and we are adamant about is that every company is unique. You may, you know, do the same position at four or five different companies, but there's always going to be variations to each position at each company. Why? Because every company is unique. And so if they're in a position, they're doing the position as they've done at two other companies, and you're not happy with it, it's imperative that you do training and prepare an employee for to do a job well or to perform a job well done. And so six key questions that employees need answered by their bosses in order to perform their job effectively. Again, are the questions that how can I help? How are we doing? What is our job? So, you know, if we're not doing our job to prepare you to do your job, then, of course, you're not doing your job effectively. Does anybody care that this employee is having difficulties or that this employee is doing a phenomenal job in this position? And then how am I doing? you know, and what is my job? So those are definitely things, questions that you as a boss want, your employees need answered from you in order to for them to do their job effectively. You want to align your employees' goals to the org to the organization. So that's in a employee effectively doing their job, so that they are doing an effective job, and their and customers are happy. Okay, so then you know that they are, you know, they're meeting the expectations of the company. But you again, you can't put employees in place and then expect them to kind of go for what they know. They need direction. The performance management process is defined. It's a continuous process where supervisors and employees, they work together to establish objectives, monitor the progress toward the objectives, and assess the results. With this process, employees receive regular feedback and coaching, which is vital to their development. So I want to know if you have any questions about performance management. Do you have any performance management program in place? Are you using it consistently? Are you giving feedback to your employees? If you have a question, you can give us a call at 323-870-4359. If you want to give us a call, you can definitely, we'd love to hear from you. Again, it is Talk About It Thursday. This month is November is Performance Management Month. And we are looking forward to sharing tips. And we have a webinar coming up on the 29th of this month. And guess what it's about? Performance management. Who knew? So we want to get that information out to you. Flyers are going to go out in the advertisements for that here today and tomorrow. And so, you know, again, we want you to touch bases with us and let us know how your program is going. You can call in with your questions, 323-870-4359, and let us know your performance management questions. I want to know how has your program worked for you? And do you think it is yielding the questions that or the answers or the results from your employees? You'd be surprised at the difference feedback from to your employees during the performance management process can make a huge difference. Work schedule or the workload of your employees. You know, if you see that their employees are drowning in a position or their work, you know, it's your responsibility to see what you can do to make their job work effectively and efficiently. Performance management, it's an ongoing cycle again, and it highlights the needs for employers, for supervisors and employees to work together in meeting the goals of the organization and the employees. said, performance management, it allows individuals to know what the expectations of them are from the organization, and they know what they need to do to help the organization to be a success. And you have to provide honest and accurate formal evaluations. Of course, pat on the backs are always welcome, but formal evaluations are essential to a growing organization, a growing workforce. The results, they drive the capability of your the development of the employees, and the performance management programs are supposed to be designed to help employees understand, again, the need of the organization as well as their needs. You want to the performance management process. You want to allow it provides a two-way feedback between your supervisor and your employees, and the aim is to support rewards or punishment for performance practices. And we don't say punishment; we mean corrective action, because we don't believe in punishing employees for performance. We believe in correcting. Performance behaviors that are not producing great results in the organization. When you're executing a performance management process, you want to be sure to set realistic goals with your employees that are aligned with the company strategy. You want to objectively measure the results and identify the needs and the resources for your employees' development. And you're responsible for the process throughout the whole rating period. And so you don't want to do steps one or two and not complete the whole process. Inconsistencies actually can, in a performance management program, as with any program, can actually have a very negative impact on the employees in the organization. And so you get, again, you want to provide ongoing performance feedback and set the company's clear direction for that employee in that position. You want shared accountability. And so the supervisors need to provide open and honest and constructive feedback to employees on their performance. And you can using a variety of methods and tools when monitoring and giving feedback about an employee's performance is essential as well in the performance management process. Again, it is Talk About It Thursday. We are talking about performance management this month, and we are getting ready. Again, we're getting ready. We had Employee Engagement Month, and then last month we had Onboarding, and I sure hope that we gave you some great tools to get you and so we want to. Hopefully, you received some great information. If you have questions on onboarding or employee engagement, if you don't have those programs in place, you still have time to get ready, because this year is really, 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 really shooting by fast. But we're not winding down for 2017. Please understand it. We are revving up for 2018. We are definitely getting ready for 2018. We're checking again. We had open enrollments. So I hope you were prepared. We're gonna have some. We're gonna share information throughout the month on the open enrollment. Here we go, a little bit of multitasking there. Sorry about that. But so we have some, again, we're going to be talking about open enrollment all year. And you know, hoping to make it as easy or as simple, if there is such a thing. If you're going to make it as simple as possible for you to be abreast of the changes that are happening in the healthcare with the enrollment of the ACA, Affordable Care Act, and again, performance management is what we are talking about this month. We're talking about appraisals. Be sure to visit the website, allforhr.net. There's also a place there you can actually leave a, let us know how you like our website. If you have a question that you want answered on the air, there's a place for that. And that's on the allforhr.net /, from the desk. And so you can leave questions there. And if we pick your question on the air, you'll get a free gift card. Ooh, how about that? So you can go there. Again, it's at the allforhr.net, the desk of All for HR, and there you can actually find out more about performance management, and you can go on more jobs, look at the jobs that we're filling. If any of those positions you're interested in, you can forward us your resume at employment@allforhr.net. And if your qualifications meet what our clients are looking for, we'll be definitely glad to get that process started for you and get you on the way to a great position. Again, you can follow us at allforhr.net. We are on the Facebook, All for HR and Business Solutions. We're on Tumblr, All for HR and Business Solutions. And we're on Pinterest. Guess what? Under All for HR and Business Solutions. So, we are glad to have you on the have you with us today on the radio show. We are here every Thursday, 12:30 to 1:30. So we'll give you a chance to get some lunch around noontime, and then Joe join the show. Now, I have to be honest with you, because today I tried to do some kind of things with my little equipment here to do Facebook Live, and that didn't work out. So I'm going to have to get my IT person to let me know exactly what I'm doing wrong. But in lieu of you not seeing me live on Facebook, perhaps we can get that together by next Wednesday. It should be fun. You can listen to the show. You can click on the show will be is recorded, and you can listen to it whenever you like. All you got to do is go to All for HR and Business Solutions, and that is on the desk. That under the tab on the desk where you can click on that show or any of our shows, you can click and listen to them. It is Performance Management Month, and so all month we're talking about performance management and performance appraisals. Want to know how your process is going? How your performance management? Are you utilizing performance management? You know, a lot of HR professionals kind of shy away from performance management. Nothing to be afraid of. When you get that the process in place, you'll definitely see the benefits of a performance management program in your workplace. With regard to the performance management process, employees are actively giving input. They're discussing their concerns and questions about the part of their job or performance process with their supervisor. They're responsible for continuous self-assessment and to take ownership of their development and identifying and participating in their career development. Employees must agree on the performance expectations and the competencies during the developmental plan with their supervisor. And so when you talk about performance management, you talk about the program, you talk about the planning process and where the individual objectives are linked to the organizational goals. We're going to discuss that in our webinar that's coming up at the end of the month. And you're discussing, again, the employees want to know how their contributions are affecting the goals of the organization. And so things like what needs to be done are answered during the performance management process. And it includes key accountability, specific objectives, and performance standards. Those things are all essential and must be included in the performance management planning. How the job is done, the considerations of the behaviors, including discussing, again, the competencies of the employee. In your developmental plan, if when you put one in place for an employee, you identify areas that need improvement and you set goals to be achieved in each area. Now, keep in mind that when you are setting up a developmental plan, you have a template, but it may not be the exact same for every employee. So you want to keep that in mind, that you may have to critique it a little bit based on the position or the requirements of a specific position. A performance management plan should be done throughout the year. Again, this is not a one-time thing. You don't do it one time and then never check on your employees' performance again. You have to give continuous feedback and learning to the employees. Employees inform their successes, their problems in the position. The supervisor gives employee the opportunity to express their needs, their current concerns, and their expectations in the performance management process. And so, you want to know the supervisor coaching, right? What kind of supervisor coaching should the supervisor do? Well, they want to, the objectives, the outcomes, and the behaviors, and the development, building future capabilities, and helping to improve personal skills. And so that helps with the employees' career aspirations, so they're prepared for future assignments, and they use the capabilities that they have from that position to choose a better path. And so the performance management process, it involves the meeting between the employee and the manager to review the assessments. Again, you want to provide a formal setting in which the employee receives feedback on the right, a formal setting, not at the bar or anything like that, but a formal setting. And performance appraisal, it summarizes the employee's contributions over the entire period, which is a one-year period. That's why they have the appraisal process once a year. And then you do feedback throughout the year. And when you're doing your performance management program, each employee can be placed into one of three categories. And so they are a high performer, middle performer, or a low performer. And high performer, of course, they're consistently exceeding the standards. And they're proactive when they're proactive problem solvers. They take the appropriate initiatives and they exuberant a positive influence on others and a good role model. Middle performers, they meet the standards and they respond well to others' problem-solving ideas. They strive to do a good job and may need more experience or coaching, and they may be influenced either by the high or the low performer. A low performer does not consistently meet the standards. Unfortunately, I think we all have had one or two of the low performers. They respond to problems in a negative way, and they don't recognize the need for performance improvement. So now, I don't know, I hope you have a pen because I'm sharing some great tips with you here. And they're actually some tips that you can actually go directly back to your current process or performance management process and kind of see where you are. And so on the website, we have a performance management assessment tool on there that's really good. And so some steps for conducting productive performance reviews is to identify what the employee has done well, as well as what they haven't done so well. You want to solicit feedback from the employees, discuss the implications of changing their behaviors, explain how skills used in past achievements can help overcome any performance problems, and agree on an action plan. You want to set up a follow-up meeting and agree on the behaviors that the behaviors and the actions and the attitudes that will be evaluated for that particular performance management review. You want to also reward good behavior. Use non-cash recognition to reward good performance. Give rewards that are based on an employee's hard work and understanding the performance. And rewarding your employees for good behavior and good job is an ongoing managerial activity. And it's not just doing bonuses. Keep those things in mind. It is Talk About It Thursday, and November is Performance Management Month. And so all month we're talking about performance management, we're talking about appraisals, effectively conducting appraisals. And we want to know how your process is going. If you, we still have some time for you to call in. You can call in at 323-870-4359 if you have performance management questions. If you don't have a program in place, again, that's one of the things you want to put on that checklist to get in place by the end of the year. Hopefully you've gotten that handbook updated. You've gotten the onboarding program in place, and the employee engagement process in place. We had a great 5-day employee challenge in the month of September, and so I'm sure we'll do that again. But it was really good. It was really, really, really good. Really enjoyed it. We learned a lot, shared a lot with our participants in that 5-day challenge. You can follow us on @OfferHR on Twitter, OfferHR and Business Solutions on Facebook, OfferHR and Business Solutions on Pinterest and Tumblr. Our blog is all-4-HR@blogspot.com. So again, we'll be sharing some great information this month. You know, yesterday was open enrollment for the 2018 plan year. Don't forget the window has shortened to December, I think it's December 17th, I think it is. And so we also have some, going to share some tips here right quick. We're getting ready for 2018. And so some things that you want to keep in mind. I hope you have a pen. I'm trying not to talk too fast, but I hope you have a pen or a pencil so that you can hear. These are some things that you ready for 2018. And so for the Affordable Care Act compliance responsibilities, you want to make sure you've calculated the number of full-time employees, performed a affordability test on your benefit offerings, double-check the standard of grandfathered plans to see if they carry over, distribute the health insurance marketplace notices to employees. That should have already been done because open enrollment was yesterday. So if you haven't done that, you do that ASAP. And consider amending your employee pre-tax contribution to the FSA to meet any increases. Prepare for reporting that the Form 1094-C and the 1095-C, and prepare to distribute written statements to your employees, and examine your benefit packages, including what your compare your offering to market averages to stay competitive, update the packages, benefit packages as needed. Finalize employee open enrollment details. I'm sure that's already done. Verify employee dependent coverage. Distribute new health insurance cards to employees. And ensure the proper end of year PTO carryover in the system, or prepare to pay employees out for PTO, unused PTO, depending on your policy. So how about that? How about that? How about that? Those are some things that you should be or can or should be doing to relating to the benefit packages, your benefits, in the preparing for the phenomenal 2018 that's coming up. We have enjoyed having everyone here. Again, it is Talk About It Thursday. And November is Performance Management Month. And so we're talking performance management all month. We're so excited about it. To learn to talk about performance management, the ins and outs of it, share some tips with you to see exactly where you are in your performance management program and what assistance we can offer for your performance management. You want to ensure that everyone's performance is managed in all areas of the work, so the supervisors that are carrying out or that are handling the performance management or the SIP process or the appraisals are well versed in the performance management program, so they're giving out the correct and consistent information. Make sure your performance management process is carried out in an honest manner, and the supervisor and employee need to have good negotiating skills. Not all organizations are led by democratic leaders, where all employees are treated with trust, but we certainly hope that or ensure that that is the that's the aim. And so in change management, it's a challenge in and of itself. And in order to manage performance, one has to be mindful of the changes in the environment and adapt to it by managing the change, not being in denial and not responding to change. One of the keys to a growing organization is being able to quickly adapt to change. We're looking at Performance Management Owl Month. And, something very important that you may consider is sending your managers and your supervisors to training, leadership training, and communication skill training. We have a great leadership training program and a great communication training program that is very, very beneficial because, again, that's one of the things I said previously is that those that are in management positions must be trained. They must have sensitivity training and be well-versed in how the performance management process works and have the proper documentation for performance management programs. And they do proper research with your performance management process, and make sure that the process that you've selected to use for your organization, because there's several performance management processes out there, and so you may get a recommendation for a former colleague, you want to make sure that it meets with the culture and the objectives of your organization. You want to develop a strategic plan accompanied by an employee performance plan. with clear and measurable targets and improve their systems, the rules, and procedures to facilitate an effective performance or employee performance. So you want to make sure you want to have a good plan in place. You start with a template. And like I said, each one you may have to kind of critique for different positions. It has been great talking performance management with you today. It is Talk About It Thursday on All for HR and Business Solutions. And November is Performance Management Month. We have some great things going on this month. We're getting you ready for 2018. We are revving up for 2018. We're so excited. This year is going by so fast. Can hardly believe it is November, I'm telling you. Can hardly believe it. It seems like it was just February, if I'm not mistaken. But in any event, we want to get your HR ready for 2018. And so we are sure to do that, to get you ready for 2018. It has been wonderful being here with you at lunch again. Look forward to doing it again next week. In the meantime, you can, again, you can follow us on Twitter at All for HR. Facebook, we have our Facebook group, All for HR and Business Solutions. We're on Tumblr, All for HR and Business Solutions, and on Pinterest, All for HR and Business Solutions. Don't forget, we have those positions that we're filling. The work-at-home position, you can go directly to our website, All for HR Business Solutions, /job board. You can visit our virtual home, offerhr.net. You're looking for a company that is personable, professional, and offers great HR expertise, we are your virtual human resource management business partner. So you can visit us at offerhr.net, see more about what we're doing here, and how we can help you. We offer webinars for job searching, for job preparation, interviewing preparation. Something we can help you with, be sure to reach out to us. You can shoot us an email at offerhr.net. We also have our hotline, All for HR. It's 844, the number 4, all, number 4, HR. Or 844-425-5447. Option 4 is our hotline. You can also chat with us with questions online. You can go directly online and ask us a question. How about that? You can ask us questions in our Facebook group, too. We are accessible to you, and we're looking forward to doing great things for our clients, and we'd love to partner with you and get your and handle your human resource management. It's really simple. And while you focus on your business, and business can be like a circus, so don't let HR be the elephant in the room. It has been wonderful, everyone. I thank you for joining us. Look forward to seeing you again here next week. Same time, same place, 12:30 to 1:30. Again, don't forget to visit us on our Facebook group. You can send us a question if you like. And if we pick your question on the air, you get a gift. How about that? It was wonderful having you there, everyone. Please have a great HR day. And don't forget to join us. for this month is performance management month. Have a great HR day, everyone. Thank you.